This is North Sound One.
Best bits.
Hey, this is John Slater here with the Best Bits of North Sound One podcast. Updated every week, online on iTunes and at northsound1.com. So this week on the podcast, we talk Nike or Nike. Which one is it? Or is it Adidas or is it Adidas? The all-important question posed by Gregzy and Elisa on Gregzy at Breakfast. First up, though, let's find out where this week's £1,000 went to on North Sound One's £1,000 Thursday.
North Sound One's £1,000 Thursday.
Hi, it's Jeanette Baxendale here.
Andy Craig from North Sound One.
Yeah, hi.
You've won £1,000!
Wow! That's fantastic!
£1,000!
Amazing!
Get a big show!
Wicked, thank you!
I'm actually in the Toll of Burness.
Yep.
This is where you live.
Yep.
You can charge people for going past.
Absolutely.
Are you going to charge me to get out?
Hopefully.
Would a grand do?
That would be fantastic.
Okay, well, you've got a grand. Do you know what you're going to spend it on?
I'm going to spend it on Ethan and Luca Allen's birthday party on the 21st.
That's one expensive birthday party, boys, is it not? Are you excited?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. I think a big cheer from all the family here. After three, 1-3.
Yes!
£1,000 going to the Toll of Burness this week. After all, we are the radio station famous in the Northeast for giving away £1,000 in cold hard cash every single week. This week, it could be yours. Good luck.
You're hearing 7 days worth of Best Bits.
North Sound One.
Now, we're talking Nike or Nike or Adidas or Adidas on Gregzy Breakfast soon. But first up, let's find out all about brand new boy band Rixton. Now, the front man of the band has got some pretty famous parents. We'll find out about them in a minute. They're massive in the States and they're coming our way here in the UK. The guys were on Gregzy at Breakfast this week.
Rixton's in the studio this morning. Morning, guys.
Hello. Hello.
Morning. Wow, you guys are so busy. We're really lucky we kind of got you to sit down for 5 minutes at the moment, haven't we?
Oh, thank you. No, this is big for us, so thank you for having us.
It's actually lovely to sit down for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Right, well, what do you want? Cup of tea, cup of coffee, or something stronger?
Just a cup of tea, mate.
A cup of tea. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play just a little bit of Me and My Broken Heart. Let's have a quick listen to this just now.
Amazing.
Now, I've got to say, Me and My Broken Heart, this is a song that I feel like I've heard loads, and I've only really heard it a handful of times. How have you managed to successfully get that hook into my head?
I don't know. We just came to you in your dreams and got into your head. No, I don't know. We worked very closely with a producer called Benny Blanco, who's behind hits like Moves Like Jagger, like all Katy Perry's, Rihanna's, One Republic. So we work very closely with him, so he can kind of, he's the puzzle maker who kind of puts the pieces together to make a hit. So it's to blame him.
You've been in the States for ages, haven't you? You're getting quite big over there.
It's scary.
Top 5 at radio at the moment.
Unbelievable. That's awesome. So what's it been like over there then? Because when I googled you guys, the first thing that came up was a video of Jake snogging someone in the crowd at one of the gigs to your song Make Out. So does that happen quite a lot? Or
my mum won. My mum's going to be listening to this.
Look, we've all seen it, Jake.
Yeah, that's there's a song we have called Make Out, which we wrote because obviously Americans call it making out and we call it kissing or whatever. So we performed that song live, and I just took it upon myself to go out into the audience and kiss a fan. Little did I know, Ryan Seacrest picked up on it. They were talking about it on the radio, and it just got around.
They're all expecting it now, though. Every show,
exactly.
As soon as that song starts, you can see how the girls pile to the front.
Well, Jake, you were in America and you were doing your thing, and then the first weekend I've heard of you was your mum boasting about you on Loose Women.
I know.
We should reveal at this stage who your mum is. Why don't you tell us who your mum is?
Oh, my mother is Colleen Nolan from Loose Women.
Well, I got to tell you, right, I was watching the Loose Women episode, and I don't know if this would embarrass you, but they were saying, oh, Jake's doing really well in America, and it cuts to your mum, who's just crying her eyes away.
She's crying.
I'm so proud of him.
Do you know what? The only thing she's worried about is me not washing my clothes. She doesn't care about anything else. She's like, oh, you're living a rock star life. She's like, have you washed your clothes? And are you being polite to everyone? That's all she cares about.
And have you washed your clothes, Jake?
Next question.
Well, it's funny you should bring up clothes because there's a rumour that you record your music naked.
That's true. That's we can confirm.
Right, we can confirm. What is that all about? What's going on?
It was. We were in New York. It was hot. It was. We were recording gang vocals and we're all in there and it was absolutely boiling. So we were just like, all right, boys. And it started with one of us taking a shirt off and I was like, oh, it's still a bit hot. It's like, take the bomb. At the end, Starkers. Full naked. And all of us naked.
So many cameras just appeared at the studio window.
Yeah, like, there's some footage around somewhere.
Yeah, that never gets out.
The album, I know there's been a couple of people who have written, well, one in particular I wanted to bring up. Ed Sheeran wrote a track on the album as well.
It's a song called Hotel Ceiling. Yeah, it's very heartfelt.
And what's that like, having people like Ed writing songs for you?
Do you know, it's strange, because we were always one of them bands that were like, no, we write our own songs and we do it all ourselves. But then as soon as someone like Ed comes along who's like, look, I've written this song, I had you guys in mind, can you take a listen to it? I think, you know, big players like that, and also just a true gentleman and incredibly talented, I think you've just got to take it and just be so thankful for it. And it turns out it's a great song, so we're very proud of it, and I know he is as well.
North Sound 1. Best bits.
Now, Gregsy Breakfast, the team, Gregsy and Elisa, they're never scared to take on the big subjects, you know, those big debates, in-depth debates about the important topics in life. And they also like to take on the opposite as well. Just like this, Adidas or Adidas, or was it Nike or Nike? Well, the guys, they found out.
So I saw somebody wearing the brand new Dawn's football top yesterday. It's really nice. I don't know. Well, you've seen it, Lisa, yeah?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's lovely.
It's kind of like poppy red. And I spotted on it the old early 80s logo that Aberdeen Football Club used to have, with the sort of goals and the ball inside it. And it doesn't have the circle around or the stars. And it's right next to the Adidas logo.
It's Adidas.
The Adidas logo.
No, it's Adidas, you pronounce it?
No. It's Adidas.
No. It's actually Adidas, to be fair. It is, honestly.
You're an Adidas. When did you become a member of the pronunciation police?
It's pronunciation.
What?
It's pronunciation, yeah.
Nah, all the cool kids at school always said Adidas. I bet you even said blooming Nike instead of Nike.
No, it is Nike. The actual pronunciation of it is Nike. It seriously is. No, it's not.
It's Adidas. It's Nike. What are you on? What's going on here?
Well, actually, you'll find that it is actually Nike because
Nike.
It's Nike. Two American guys wrote a letter to the CEO of Nike.
See?
And basically they said to him, look, is it Nike or is it Nike? Please circle the correct one. And he replied, and actually, it's Nike. Point proven, confirmed. There you go.
Okay, all right, well, I'll give you that one.
You're hearing 7 days' worth of Best Bits.
North Sound 1.
The pronunciation police chief opposite me here.
Thank you.
We'll put you right in all of this stuff. Right, who we got here?
Tommy and Gregsy.
Where are you, Tommy?
I'm stuck in Inverurie.
Right, are we having an argument about the pronunciation of a word here?
Yes, I'm just going to pick you up on a point that Alicia said during the week.
It's pronounced Elisa.
Yeah, it's pronounced Elisa, but anyway.
She said that there were sheep in the Ellen roundabout outside the AECC.
Uh-huh.
She said there was a herd of sheep. You don't get a herd of sheep, you get a flock.
Oh, there you go.
Right, okay. Right. Now, for you, is it Lidl or Lidl?
Lidl, yeah.
Lidl's the posh way of saying it, I think, is it?
I'm from Northfield.
Right, okay. Porsche or Porsche?
Porsche.
You think it's Porsche?
Yeah.
I think it's Porsche.
No, Porsche.
I'm going to have to put in a call here, I think. Anyway, listen, thanks for this. Have a great day, pal.
And you, mate. Cheers.
I've got the number of a car dealer here. We're going to give this a go.
Good morning, Peter Vardy, Land Rover, Hayley speaking. How can I help?
Oh, I think I found the wrong number. I was looking for 911s.
26. Are you through to the Annan? How can I help?
Oh, hi there. Which dealership are you?
Porsche.
My name's Gregsy and Elisa. We've been having an argument on our show about how you pronounce Porsche. She thinks it's Porsche. I think it's Porsche.
It's Porsche. There's no silent E in German.
There you go.
Can I buy one?
If you want.
How much does a Porsche cost?
Which one do you want?
How much? A 911.
A 911. New or used? Do you want to speak to somebody in sales?
No, not really.
He's probably a Boxster kind of guy, you know.
Really?
Yeah. It's the lowest end model. See, it was a Porsche joke we just had.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for clearing that up. See, it's Porsche. just like the song.
Speaking of cars, we've got a text here from Paul who says, I don't know how to pronounce the car brand, right? Is it Peugeot? I don't know.
Oh, Peugeot.
Yeah, Peugeot. What is it?
Do I have to phone another garage? Seriously.
Let's do it. Come on.
Let's phone another garage. Peugeot or Peugeot is what we're looking for.
Let's do Peugeot parts.
Oh, hi there. Sorry, which garage have I phoned?
We're just a parts department.
For which dealer?
Sitchin and Peugeot.
Peugeot?
It's Peugeot. I hate people that say Peugeot.
There you go.
See, that is a bugbear across the northeast of Scotland as well. So it's not Peugeot, it's Peugeot.
It's Peugeot. It's actually meant to be pronounced Peugeot, but I don't like that. It's Peugeot.
Because that's half a posh, and we're nae posh.
Yeah, we're nae posh.
But at least there's something thinks she's posh.
Well, yeah. Darling,
so let's say you say Peugeot.
Peugeot.
Is that how you meant to do it?
That's how it's meant to be pronounced, but I don't say that.
So just to confirm...
Peugeot.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Okay, okay.
So now you know, Peugeot.
That's it for this week on the podcast. The best bits of North Sam 1 podcast updated weekly. And hear the best bits on air every Sunday afternoon from 4 with Craig McDonald. He's back on the show next week. I'm John Slater. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or check out facebook.com/NorthSam1 for the link every week. See you later.